Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, are you still needing that pad? I can go get it right now. Okay. If I'm needed, I'm in here. All right, and then we got to come here for the weight room now, so we're good on the back side. All right. Never question what I am, God knows. Culture coming from the heart. What I got, better get some get on up. Hustler of culture. Stay bitten, been spit in the face. But the rhyme keep fitting. Respect been given, how's your living? Now I can't protect, I paid off defect. Check the record and record, intentional wreck. Raid off as the intellect. Made the call, took the fall, broke the laws. Not my fault that they're falling off. Known as fair square throughout my years. So I growl at the living out. Black to the bone, my home is your home. Yo, 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 yo. Welcome, 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 welcome. You rocking four quarters with Coach Lee. Yes, you are rocking four quarters with Coach Lee. I'm your host with the most. You know me. Did I say my name was Coach Lee? Yes, I did. But anyway, hey. We got a great show. I am live. That's L-I-V-E, live tonight on a Monday, each and every Monday. And I'm able to get away from, you know, when you got some hiring abilities and power, you can put people in places so that you can sit back behind your desk and talk on the show every Monday night. So, you know, hey, I think I might be free of no interruptions tonight. We will keep our fingers crossed. But, yes, I'm glad to see everybody's here. Yeah, I'm looking over at the Ning board. We got BJ, Chuck. Who we got? Dino. We got Don, Fu, Jennifer, JK. What's up, JK? We got Coach Hasley. We got Paul. We got Coach Holmes. Man, I'm loving it. Again, you know, the government don't allow me to be able to see what's on the actual blog talk board, so I don't know if anybody's over there. If you are, you need to switch over to the women's football. Boy, women's tackle football group.ning.com, because if you want to hear me, you want to tell me, you want to laugh, you want to tell a joke, you want to talk smack, you got to hit me up. Women's tackle football group.ning.com. And like I said, this show is coming to you live. That's L-I-V-E, live. And look at there, I get 2 minutes into the show and I got somebody knocking on my door. I can't believe it. What? Okay. Well, I'm on the middle of a radio show, yo. What's happening? You know I do this. You know I do that every Monday night. How long are you going to be around?
I'll just stay right there.
Come back at 8 o'clock on the note. Bring it back, Pearl. 8 o'clock. All right. Look at that. I got recruits coming knocking on my door. So it ain't too late to start. It is not too late to start. If you want to play football, let's get it done. But, yeah, let's move on. You know, this show is brought to you by Enterprise. Why pick Enterprise? Because they will pick you up. And we got Adidas. My Adidas, your Adidas, we Adidas, we all should be rocking Adidas. Why? Because they support women's football. We got 20 Seconds Fitness. Get your fitness on in 20 seconds. You know, official sponsor here. I'm loving that program. I'm feeling good. I'm in shape. I'm already in shape. I'm already, you know, buck 55. But I'm slim, trim, and, oh, so ready to go for the season. And we got Rogers Athletic Company, the official football athletic company of the Women's Football Camp and Conference, and your Las Vegas Showgirls. You know, it's where the good get better. So let's go ahead and move on. We got some good things. We got some good things planned for tonight. Let's see. Let me make sure I got everything. Check. Microphone check. That's just my way of stalling, y'all. Microphone check. Yeah, we here. You know, back in my day, I wanted to be an old school rapper. So, you know, got to get that microphone check. 1, 2, 1, 2. All right. Let's move on. Let's start this like we always do. And it's a deep kick. Why is it so deep? Because we want the other team to start back at the 10, 15, 20-yard line. Make them have to go 80. And why is it so deep? Because this is what we do here. We talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly here on Four Quarters of Coach Lee. So let's move on to quarter number one. You know, it's one of those great quarters, you know what I'm saying? And I had a great time this weekend. I'm hoping that all teams out there had got at least a scrimmage in before the season actually starts. You know, and this topic is scrimmages. How did they go? You know, so if you want to call in, you can call in and talk about the scrimmage that you had. Or, you know, what do the coaches get out of it or get from them? And that's what I'm here to talk about. But, you know, for those who have scrimmages, if you want to call in, you can always call in 347 826-7278. And my super-duper producer, BJ, would definitely hook you up by pushing 1 and pound or pound and 1. I keep forgetting. And I've been doing the show for 2.5 years, and I still forget if you push 1 first or you push pound first. I don't know. But just do it and get online. But anyway, yeah, this weekend I was able to, you know, my team was able to actually scrimmage. And for us, it was something that was very enlightening, not only to the coaching staff but to the players. To finally get to go against somebody you don't know, to finally punch somebody in the mouth and you don't feel sorry for them, you know, because you don't want to hurt your friendship. But, you know, what do coaches? Man, my mouth is just super dry. I'm going to put down an unofficial sponsor here, BJ. Check this out. I'm enjoying Orange Galette. It's an orange soda. I never heard of it before, but one of my kids brought me one of these things. I think it came from one of the bargain basement stores. But you know what? When it's cold, anything tastes good. So anyway, we went to, the San Diego Sting came up. And I want to throw a big shout out to the San Diego Sting for coming up to Vegas. And again, we worked out a situation where, you know, you show up, we put you up, and then we play ball, and then I see you later. And the San Diego Sting did get a chance to come on out and play some ball. This is the second year that we've done this with San Diego Sting. Last year we did it with San Diego Sting and the Ventura Black Widows. This year we were supposed to do the Las Vegas Showgirls, the Nevada Desert Heat, LA Amazons, and the Sting all together on a Saturday event. But some things, you know, came apparent that, you know, some tournaments and stuff and field location had to change. And I didn't want to waste any of the team's time coming out here from LA and San Diego if we couldn't do it right on Sunday. And so Coach Duncan and I talked, and they wound up setting the scrimmage up against the SoCal Scorpions, which was great. And then, like I said, we hit the Sting and had a great time. You know, for those who listen to my show on the regular, you guys know that that was a big test for us because, again, we started from scratch, and it's refreshing as a coach. It brought some excitement to the game because, you know, to be able to teach, and that's what I do best is teach, and not hear the bitching and complaining about I should be playing this and I should be playing that. It was great. It was definitely great. And we definitely had a great time. And I seen a big improvement in the Sting. Again, we got a chance to scrimmage them last year, and they have a small group of returning players, but they had a good group of actual players out there, and they did some very positive things offensively and defensively.
as well as ourselves. But as a coach, you know, what am I really looking at? You know, a lot of the ladies want to talk about, are we going to win the scrimmage or are we winning the scrimmage? And it's not about winning the scrimmage. You know, I don't keep score. Did we score? Yes, we scored. Did they score? Yes, they scored. But as a coach, I'm not out there to score every play. It's about perfecting a certain number of plays. Did we open up our playbook in 50 plays? No. I'll say out of those 50 plays, we probably ran maybe 10 plays within the 50. So that means we did each play at least 3, 4, 5 times each, you know, at some point during the scrimmage. Again, it's a baseline. It's like, where you at? Can your O-line block? Can your D-line rush? Can your running backs run? Who can hit? Who ain't scared to hit? Who can go after the ball? Who's going to catch balls? You know, because, again, you get comfortable when you go against your own team every day in practice or 3 days a week or 4 days a week or 1 day a week, whatever your coaching regimen is or your practice regimen. But now you get to see who your players are. You get to see who's gamers. Because there's some people that are not really practice players, but when it comes to game, when the lights come on, they're gamers. And you get to see that. You know, competition breeds a lot. And that's definitely one, a couple of things that I was able to see within my team. Did we accomplish everything that we wanted to? I think so. Unfortunately, we weren't able to play with either our first string or second string quarterbacks due to schedule. But we had to put our emergency quarterback in, and we still did things that we needed to get done. You know, I'm working with a whole new crew. I have more returning linemen than I do other positions, and that's only saying that we only got 2 linemen that returned. So again, there was a lot that we filmed. We filmed all 50 plays, offense and defense. We kept it in tight as far as the filming, so that we can actually see. Learn and then teach what we want done. You want to see if you're competitive. You know, who's going to quit on you? Who's scared to go make that open field tackle, or who's scared to run over somebody? And again, on my schedule of grading system, I grade fairly hard. You know, I don't give you a pass just because you're good. I'm always going to find something in the films. But we graded out pretty good overall as a team. Could we have done better? Oh, heck yeah. You know, like I said, we have nothing but room to improve. And I think that's what coaches do after. Well, I'm not going to say it. I think. I know what they do when they go back after a scrimmage. They review the film several hundred times like I do. And it's your job as a coach is now to put the players in the best position possible within your system to make them the best players that they can be. You know, on my team, I have some players that want to play certain positions, but they don't have the ability, the skills, or the mindset, or the education of that particular position or what it really entails. But in the scrimmage, I'm giving you your opportunity to open your eyes and see either you got it or you don't have it. And if you don't have it, then you need to understand that, hey, I'm going to put you in a position that's going to be successful for the team. And I had a lot of players come to me afterwards and understand now why they went from one position to another position. And that was some good stuff. Sorry for the pause, but, man, I'm just dry. I'm drinking a soda here. Excuse me. But the scrimmages, again, you really get to see what you got and see what you're made of. And like I said, all I can say on Facebook is we got our 50 in. We ready. We ready. We ready. You know, so bring it on. That's all I got to say. We are ready. And like I said, I wouldn't be able to say that if I didn't have the scrimmage in. I'll be probably pooping and duping right now, going into this first week's game, not knowing if I got a running back, a quarterback, an offensive line, a defensive line, linebackers, you know what I'm saying? And I don't want to embarrass myself. I don't want to embarrass my team. That's why I said it's very important that you get a scrimmage in against somebody. And I've been harping about this for the last 6 years that I've been involved in women's football. The first 2 years, the leagues didn't understand that we should be able to practice amongst each other be it that we were in separate leagues. That it don't make a difference. Football is football. Controlled scrimmage is controlled scrimmage, you know, because that's all I know. Just football. I don't know the difference between one league and another league. If you've got 11 people on one side and I got 11 people on this side, that's football. Let's go hit, make tackles, blow the whistle, come back to the huddle. So now everybody is opening their eyes and realizing that we should scrimmage amongst each other. We should be scrimmaging against teams that are close to us to keep costs down, especially if we're in a different league. It doesn't matter. We ain't going to play them at the beginning or any time during the season. So, again, scrimmages are very important, and I emphasize that in every show, that the more experience you get as a team, the better the product will be. And if you can better the product, then you can gain the respect of the fans. Because I still laugh at the slogan, or not, I ain't going to say the slogan, but what people think about the LFL. You know, it's the same thing that men think about women's football. And I'm just being truthful. Like, I'm always truthful and honest about, you know, how a guy feels. You know, they think it's a joke that you play women's football, that you play football, not just women's football, that you play football. No different than how you see the lingerie league. But let me tell you, I went to a practice this weekend. I wish I had 6 to 8 of the girls that were out there. I'm talking about they got some, it was some athletes out here. So Sin City, I mean Las Vegas Sin, we just came together. Las Vegas Sin and Las Vegas Showgirls. He needs his girls to be experienced. They need some football knowledge. So guess where they're coming? They're coming to me. I got some secret weapons coming, yo. That's why I said, we ready. We ready. We ready to ride. And yeah, when I say ride, I'm talking about riding that 8-0, that 9-0, whatever I schedule. We ready. Knock us off. You know me. Food. You want to know what kind of soda I'm drinking? It's called Orange Geta. ORANGETTE. I don't know if I pronounced that right. What's that, Orange Geta? Getty? I don't know what it is. They said they've been making soda since 1941, and this is the first time I've ever seen this soda. But anyway, thanks, Food. Yeah, I'm live. Again, if you make some comments in the on the Dean board, I'm always... No, not Jetta. Take the J out and the E and just end it with Orange TTA. No, TTE, my bad. Orange TTE. It might give me some superpowers. Yes, it will. And I'll be careful. But again, if any coaches out there, hey, feel free to call in and talk about, you know, some of the things that you look upon at a scrimmage. What's you're learning? You know, what are you learning? What are you teaching? What are you focusing in? You know, we're able to, when we did our scrimmage, at any given time, we were able to stop the play as the play was over. You know, back to the line of scrimmage, and line up exactly where you were at. And this is how you should have blocked it, or this is how you should see it, or this is the hole you should be running through, or this is the passing lane. So, again, it's a teaching tool. Again, those who don't know about football think it's a game. Those who know football know it's a scrimmage. It's practice. It's nothing but practice. We're talking about practice. And, again, 5, 6 years ago, leagues weren't allowing teams to practice against each other, which made no sense. So, you know, I'm going to let it be. I'm going to leave it what it is, you know, because, hey, we moved on. You know, I touch upon the historical fact of what took place and what's going on now. And like I said, we're taking steps forward. And I'm glad to see that there's more teams taking this game serious over the last 5 years. And teams that are taking it serious, you can see it in their improvement. You can see it in their record. You can see it in their coaching staff. You can see it in their organization. They're taking the steps to be better. And if you're not scrimmaging because you're trying to hide something, guess what? You're going to be exposed first game anyway. Once the film go up, everybody's going to get the film. So that's nothing new. Hey, we got 619 on the line. 619, where you at? Is that still 619? I hear a little something, something. All right. Hey, all you got to do is speak up. If you want to talk, again, just dial in 347-826-7278. Like I said, if we're talking about the topic, that's fine. If we're not talking about the topic, it don't matter. Just chime on in. Get to talking, and we get to rock and rolling, because that's how we do it, Four Quarters with Coach Lee, each and every Monday night here on Blog Talk Radio. All righty. We're going to move on to quarter number two. I see my girl Mia just jumped on. Hey, got Mark Ring on board. Hey. Like I said, I am loving it. Football season is right around the corner. I'm talking about, I'm only 5 days away from playing. And like I said, you can catch our audio on Blog Talk Radio continues next Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. What's that, 9 p.m. East Coast time? And then everything in between is, what, 8 o'clock? So please tune in. Make sure you tune in. But let's move on. Quarter number two, what do you do to get ready on game day? Was one of the questions proposed to me. My day is pretty long. I tend to get up in the morning, might take a swim, might jump out in the yard and do some yard work. Then I finish up, and then I hit, you know, last-minute film session with myself to make sure that I see what I see when I saw it all week long, to go over my playlist and go back over review practice to make sure that we are ready, you know, that we have taken control over what we know what they can and can't do, what they do best and what they don't do best, do it fit our philosophy as a team. And then after that, you know, like I said, I'm a promotional guy as well. You know, I talked to my father-in-law, who's my general manager, OB. We wind up going to, where we go, Smart and Final and some other stuff. I know I'm going in detail and all that, but, you know, people want to know, what do you do prior to the game? I know that's the real question. But I'm just saying, my day is full. Once I've finished my morning ritual of doing my swim or working the yard and then, you know, going to get the snack bar stuff, I just kind of kick back and lay back and relax. Now, when I get to the game, you know, our game starts at 6, so we have to field by 4. You know, I'm running around like a chicken with his head cut off, just making sure that, you know, the right people are at the gate. I make sure I have my scripts ready for my PA announcer. I make sure that my banners are put up, make sure that the other team has water, make sure that the other team locker room is, you know, cool and everything. And like I said, I don't even do pregame with my team because I'm managing what else is going on. But in the back of my head, I'm thinking about football. You know, you don't want to ask me a question because I might bark at you. But I don't have no funky ritual per se. Outside of, I love old school music. I love Public Enemy. You know, I might throw on my headset, you know, my Sony Walkman from 1980-81. The cassette player, you know, and listen to me some old mixtapes, old school hip hop, you know, back in the early 80s, mid 80s. Yes, sir. Yeah, have it turned in tomorrow. Yeah, turn it in tomorrow. I have my assignment, okay? All right. Yeah. So that's my main ritual is that I just get in my old school mode, you know. And that's how I get pumped up. I don't want to be bothered by anybody. I don't want to be asked questions from the players. I let the other coaches, you know, warm them up. I tend to be off in my own world. Because, again, for me, I'm the offense coordinator, defense coordinator. So I got to have my mind right so my game would be tight. You know what I'm saying? So I'm focused, and the coaches know that. So they leave me alone. They don't ask me of any questions. We know the game plan. You don't need to ask me what's going on. We already rehearsed for the test. This is the test. You can't ask the question now. Get it done. You know, once the national anthem is over with, it's time to ball. I'm a different beast out on the field. I'm not this little loving, joking type of guy initially, unless we win in big time. But I'm always coaching. I'm always coaching throughout the entirety of the game, from start to finish. And, I mean, like I said, my ritual would probably be just, again, old school hip-hop, just, man, some Dougie Fresh, some 2 Live Crew, some NWA, some Public Enemy, some Digital Underground, some ECMD, you know, man, I'm feeling it now because that's just my vibe, you know. That's why you get me going, yo, 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 and, you know, quarter number one. Because that's old school. That's just me. You know, what's some of the things that you guys do prior to the game? Go ahead, call in. You can do it. You can call in, you know. Oh, we got Mia talking about she got to buy her coach some strawberry liquid. You know what? That's a good one. I forgot to tell y'all, I might have a pound of sunflower seeds, a bag of sunflower seeds. That is something that I definitely do. And, you know, and the funny thing about it is we all got funny things like that. But I was looking at some old NFL footage, and all those guys were smoking on the sidelines, be it cigarettes. Most of them were cigarettes. They were smoking 3 and 4 packs a game. I was like, dang! But, yeah, I definitely can do with the liquids, and I can do with sunflower seeds. I got to have one or the other. Normally, I'm so hungry because I forgot to eat, so my wife, who runs a snack bar for us, will bring me a hot dog and a grape soda. Got to have a grape soda. You know, I don't drink none of that Powerade, Gatorade stuff, even when it's 110 degrees. That don't work. Just give me a good soda. You know, I'm going to die. Let me die happy, you know. So, again, you know, we all have different rituals. I've seen some players, you know, again, they got to go hit the head in the locker. Some got to get slapped. You know, I'm exaggerating on that, but I did see some players that had to do that. You know, I do all the taping, too. I tape ankles, so that's part of my ritual, you know, of taping the ankles. I'm talking to the players, hey, everything's good. You ready? You know, again, focusing in. I'm not the hype coach, either. You know, there's some coaches that want to get in the middle of the hoe and who house, my hoe, who house, our hoe, who house, our hoe. That's not me. I'm not a hoot and holler type of coach, you know. That's not me. But there is coaches. I mean, it's a place for every coach to find their niche. And that's not my niche. I'm not trying to rile everybody up because as a player myself, I kind of stood by myself. I wasn't the first one. You know, you had those guys that want to run out the locker room first and bust up the papers. Well, those tend to be the players that really didn't play much, so that was their moment of fame, you know, to be the first one to bust up the sign that says, you know, where the cheerleaders be holding. I was always the last one out. I was always the last one in the line. That was just me. I didn't want to be showcased out in the front, but I was being showcased out in the back. You know what I'm saying? On the back end. They were like, there's number 7, Deion Fleely, back in the day. But anyway, it ain't about me. It's about you. We got JK, foot-long ham Subway sandwich. Drink a perfect water, loud, violent music, with lots of cussing, huh? That's that NWA, huh? Yeah, I can spit out a couple of verses, but I won't. Now she got an iPod. I'm still stuck in a Walkman, Sony Walkman. You know, different worlds, but same feeling. She like to get on the field first and get in her own world. Again, everyone has their thing. You know, I used to go out on the field as well when I played because I was kickoff returner, so I got to go out early. You know, and catch some punts, catch kickoff returns and stuff like that. And, you know, just be jamming with my music on. Let's see if anybody else on here got any rituals that they do during a football game or prior to the football game. Coach Holmes is Tupac and sunflower seeds. Hey, there it is. Coach Hasley is Lucky Charms for breakfast. Yeah, I hear you. What else we got? Mia, always the last one to get taped and walk out. Let's see. I mean, this is cool, you guys. If you guys are on here on the Women's Tackle Football Group .ning.com, again, this is the interaction to the fullest, you know, when it comes to women's football. And again, you get to know people through your interactions on the social networking board, which is the number one women's football social networking board there is And again, it's all because of you guys. Again, by spreading the news, getting the word out, and getting people to come on here and really socialize. Let's talk football, the good, the bad, the ugly. It don't matter. But you get more respect because you're not hiding behind your alias. You know, my name is Sunflower Seed1, and I think Coach Holmes sucks. He can't call no plays. Well, who's Sunflower Seed1? And you just talking smack about my boy Coach Holmes. But if you want to stand up and you're going to be Jennifer King and say, hey, Coach Holmes sucks. He can't coach good. I mean, he don't call good plays for me to score a touchdown. At least you just stood up and said it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sorry I had to use my two favorite people as examples, but, you know, that's what this war is all about. You know, it's having fun. It's being truthful and being able to say, hey, let's get it done. You know? So it's all to the good. I love both Coach Holmes and J.K. They're my two favorite people that I've never even met in person. But you know what? I feel like I know them, and I feel like I love them for the rest of my life because we got something in common, and that's coaching and playing women's football. And I love it. I love the Ning Board. I love the show. And I love the fact that football is 5 days away from me. You guys just don't know the bad taste that I got in my mouth. Not even the worst sunflower seed. You ever hit one of those sunflower seeds? My taste is worse than that. So not even the worst sunflower seed is as bad tasting as what I got in my mouth. And I get to put it on Coach Covert of the Utah Jinx this weekend. And, yes, I'm talking smack because that's what I do. I was just on the chat board with Coach Ring. Me and Coach are real good friends. And, you know, he tried to say I'm Lou Hopes because I'm trying to give him the big head. You know, I'm trying to say, man, we're just lucky to be on the football field with the San Diego Surge with all that talent. Man, you know, if we were within 28 points, we didn't do a good job. You know, if it's a slight job, I don't know. Come on. You know me. I'm always ready. So, you know, bring it. But like I said, some of us got some weird things that we do. I know some coaches wear the same drawers, the same socks, the same shirt, same hat, you know. I can't say that that's one of my favorites, you know. I want to know if you're going to wash them drawers and them socks. Because once you wash them, all the luck is gone, ain't it? So that ritual should probably be thrown out the window. Because it ain't the same smell, ain't the same air, the same you know what I'm saying? It's like, But anyway, that's some of the things that some people got. You got the lucky tie. You got some people who have to drive to the stadium the same way. You got people who got to stop off and, you know, get gas. Some people got to stop off and, you know, say hello. Some people go to the church before they go and play a ball game, you know, like Rocky did. What was that, Rocky 2? Or Rocky 3? I think it was Rocky 2 when he stopped by the church and, you know, prayed on it. You know, I don't know. It's some crazy things that people do. And like I said, in the NFL, it's even crazier. You know, college football is crazy. You know, but women's football is even crazier, too. So, once again, it's on. You know, you're rocking four quarters with Coach Lee. And again, hey, this is football season, and I'm loving every second of it. And, you know, I'm a loss for words this week. It's football week, yo. It's been 6 months of pure hell getting ready to rock and roll to play some football in 5 days. I told the girls, it's going to come fast. When I met her up in September, ladies, we ain't got time. We got to rock and roll. We got to put in the time. We got to get ready to roll. Because these 6 months are going to come so fast. And like I said, it's like we just put on pads yesterday. But it's actually been over 6 weeks that we put on pads. But again, you're rocking 4 Quarters Coach Lee. Again, if you want to call in, 346-826-7278. Again, you can call in. How come my sister's calling in on my phone? I hope it ain't no emergency, but I'll catch her in 20 minutes. But anyway, let's move on. Quarter number three. Quarter number three. Let me see what I got here on the table for quarter number three. Hot dogs. I know I had something here. What happened to my paperwork?
Man,
see what happens when you go live. Ah, thank you, BJ. That's why you're the super-duper producer. You know what I'm saying? Super-super producer, BJ. Hit me up on the Ning board talking about play calling. Ways that it's done. Had a few coaches call me over the week. And they asked me about play calling. I think I did a show about this once before. And I gave you guys the quick lowdown on how I found out that I'm going to have to call plays. You know, as I grew up, I always was in a system where the coach called the play to the runner, meaning the person that's going to run the play in. That runner had to go 45 yards into the huddle, tell the quarterback, and then the quarterback had to go tell everybody, and then we break and we run the play. Well, let me tell you about my first experience of calling plays outside of a scrimmage in a real game in women's football. Even though we practiced it a bunch of times, and everybody knew the plays when I called it, but for them to run from the sidelines to the huddle and make that conversation to the quarterback, and by the time the quarterback got it to the line, it was like that old game we used to call telephone, where you tell somebody something, and then they pass it on to somebody next to them, and by the time it got around the circle, it was something totally different. Now, that's what happened to me. Hold on one second. Front desk is calling. Hold on.
Yep.
Hi, Vion. You have a lady here who needs to do
adult?
No, kid.
Kid?
Yeah.
Can they come talk to me tomorrow?
What time?
After 2, 3 o'clock. Yeah, there's a late account. Let's talk tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Thank you. All right. All right, I'm back. So, again, I got introduced to this, and I said, oh, we got to change this system. I asked the young lady to run I think we called it K-8 sweep at the time. Again, that sounds real simple. Pro right strong, K-8 sweep. About time it came to the huddle, it was just sweep. And the quarterback is looking at me, sweep, coach, what sweep? I was like, the clock is running, just run any sweep. And it was funny. You know, yeah, it does have its glitches. That's Coach Holmes. So I was like, you got to be kidding me. It's just pro right strong K-8 sweep. So again, I ran it in with another play. I think I went pro right strong. Let's go F3 trap. Get to the huddle. Our quarterback heard was trap. What's trap? I'm like, F3 trap. Okay. So by the next game, we got everything on the wristband, and we just said, you know what, we're gonna give you a number. So it's like you say, play 32. So now when they go in the huddle, play 32, and the quarterback reads what the play 32 is. Pro right strong. Let's go F3 trap. So that's how we did it. So again, I think I got Coach Mark Ring on the line that might want to jump on board. Yeah. So the wristbands are totally what works best. And I know some teams are trying to do what Oregon does, you know, with the big signs and pictures, and they mean different things. But, you know, it's whatever makes your boat float on how you want to do it, you know. Some coaches allow the players to call the plays. You know, back in the old days, that's what the old quarterbacks, Terry Bradshaw, used to call his own plays. All right. So, again, I think I got Mark Ring on the line. Mark, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you, son. I can hear you. What's going on with all them superstars down in San Diego?
not a whole lot. I just wanted to, you know, my first experience in calling plays in 99, I did a wristband with the numbers. And my only problem was I forgot to laminate the wristband. So by the halfway through the second quarter, you know, I called in a play number, and my quarterback says, "Coach, I don't know what the play is." And yeah, I see it, Coach Holmes. Yeah, definitely have to laminate them.
You gotta realize in 1999 they didn't have the wrist coach laminated ones.
Yeah.
You probably had a real wristband.
He brought the wristband back over to me, and it was a hot mess. It was just, you know. Just a massive inkjet mess. So I learned from that.
Yeah, you know where it came from, though?
You know where the idea came from? I said, do you know where the idea of the wrist coach came from?
No.
There, it's actually in the NFL Hall of Fame. It was a running back that had to play quarterback for the Jets the following week. And the coach went back. The guy had played quarterback in college where he ran the option. And the guy, coach went back and talked to his old coach and said, the guy is a good player, but he's not too smart. So they wrote it on a wristband, and it's actually in the NFL Hall of Fame.
Huh.
This was like 1969, 1970. It was after they won the Super Bowl, after Joe Namath was there. But I just saw that on the NFL Network about 3 weeks ago, at the innovation of the quarterback wrist coach.
Well, what we did in 07 and what we continue now with slightly different terminology is in 07 we used words, you know, every pass play was named.
Right.
You know, so like weave was a pass play for us. Sizzle was a pass play. Asia, China, all those were named plays. And so we would just signal in the formation and then the play.
Right.
And so there was no wristband. The only thing that was brought in was a personnel package. You know, and so whoever was subbed in on the personnel package was yelling out the personnel package as she went in, and then everything else was just signaled in. So we've pretty much stayed with the system somewhat like that, and it's just it just seems to be the easiest and most efficient way to get it in.
Yeah, definitely. When you have experienced players that know and that is willing to teach the newer players, it definitely works. And I think every team has a system that they believe in. And if you believe in it, the players tend to believe in it. And if it works, it works. And when it works, everybody buys into it, you know. So, again, we had some players who just couldn't say the terminology because, again, in teaching basic football, you know, everybody had to know what they were doing. You know, for instance, you know, all the wide receivers had to know what they're doing on certain pass patterns. So some teams' coach uses the numbering system, so it's easier to do numbers. And some people read it from left to right, some people read it from right to left, or however your system is. But it's just so many different ways now that they are actually communicating. You know, they're even talking about putting in the headphone systems into helmets. Is that legal or illegal in the football? You know, I know somebody made up a radio transmitter and put it in the helmet about a year or 2 years ago, and people were complaining about it. But it's nowhere in the rule book can you do that, you know. So I think the NFL has got real simple by just, hey, quarterback, put their hands on their ears and listen to what the coaches call, you know. But, yeah, that's definitely a great system. Some people use words, some people use numbers, some people use the wrist coach, and some people are still doing old school style and doing the relay method. Definitely that.
Well, I think
if you
look at the big picture, also the other advantage of naming plays is that you don't have to learn two systems for when you're going hurry up in the two-minute offense versus your
right.
regular total offense. So
right.
to me, you know, when I started coaching the men in 09, I went there and we had to the guys had to learn a completely different terminology system just for the last 2 minutes of a half. And I thought, this is crazy. You know, keep it consistent so you cut down on your learning time. You got to put in more, you know, you might have to put in more, you know, study time when you're installing it initially, but at least when you get
right.
down to the last 30 seconds of a game, now you're not trying to struggle with, well, what does this mean all of a sudden?
Right, definitely that. That is definitely a key to that. If you have a system and you can call it like you call it, and you don't have to learn but one system, you're just speeding it up, that's all. Just going to the line and running from the line and call it what it is. You know, I think some of my players got mad at me over the years because
sometimes I just wanted to run the ball in 2 minutes, and I just called the play out loud. So what? They know where we're going. They still got to stop you. You still got to block the people. They still got 4 or 5 yards. You know, it's still successful. So, it's no secret out there. We all have the same formula of winning. We need to average 4.5 yards to carry or throw and do that time 3. We get a first down. Let's move the chains. You know, that's the ultimate thing. You say China, I say Asia. It could be the same play, you know. So I think that's a good system, Coach. I think that's great for the coaches that are listening to the show. Like I said, it's not difficult. You put in a system, teach the system, believe in the system, and then it pans out, on the field.
And I'll tell you, if anybody's looking to do that, one of Urban Meyer's Bowling Green playbooks is floating around the internet. It's not too tough to find. And he was doing that back in Bowling Green. And so if you're looking for, ideas on how to name plays, that's probably a great way to start.
Yeah. Yeah, see, for me personally, I have terminology issues because I'm trying to tell everybody what they got to do outside of the line. Line has a simple thing. Step to the play, butt to the hole, and drive. That's how we act. Hold on 1 second, Coach.
Yeah.
I have a lady who wants to reserve a room. She just wants to know the price.
Okay. How many hours do you want the room?
She said from 4 to 11. She wants 4 to 11, so that'd be 7.
7 hours?
Yes. It would be rooms B and C and the kitchen.
All right. B, C, and the kitchen?
Yes.
All right.
It would be Saturday.
Bella, can I give her a call first thing when I get in tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, tell her I'll call her first thing when I get in tomorrow.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Sorry about that, Coach. I'm doing the show live, and sometimes I got to take care of matters, but I push it off because I got to talk to my favorite people. My favorite people here on Four Quarters, Coach Lee. Like I said, we coming around that 11-minute mark, and like I said, I'm enjoying. I love talking with Coach Ring because, again, we always share ideas. And like I said, we're not afraid to share our ideas. We work at the camp together, and we share, ideas and terminology and philosophy. You know, that's part of coaching. That's part of getting each other's head. It's part of, hey, I think I can outthink Dion. I think I can outthink Mark. That's part of our job as coaches. So there's no shame. There's nothing being hidden here. We know what we do. I might talk a little smack, but it's all right. Right, Coach? You're still there.
That's right.
That's right. And, we'll be enemies amongst the lines in that 60 minutes, but as soon as it's over, we go shake hands and say, hey, you got me or I got you or about time. Because right now, for me, my thing is going to be about time that we wind up winning. So I haven't beaten you as a coach yet, and I've gotten closer and closer each and every year. And then we had 2 years separation where we haven't been able to play each other. So, again, I'm looking forward to the coaching rivalry we have and the new rivalry amongst the team, the San Diego Surge and the Las Vegas Showgirls, and we're going to go from there. You had anything else you wanted to add, Coach?
No, I'm good.
Okay, you good? All right, cool. All right, BJ, we're going to move forward. I'm not sure if anybody else is on the line, but you can always dial in 347-826-7278. That is the line, and hook up with Coach Lee. That's me and the place to be. We got 4 quarters, and we in the last quarter, actually. Thank you, Miss BJ. Thank you. I know we at quarter number four. I got hot topics on the name board. For those who don't know, you can go to womenstacklefootballgroup.neem.com, sign up, throw your picture up, and where you represent, where you're coming from. Once we get beyond that, then you get to enjoy all the wonderful things that the site brings to you, such as your own personal page. You can find out how many members we got, which we got 1,000. I mean, not 1,000. We got 2,183 members around the world that are talking about women's football. We got the events page or pages, and that's based on the information that you put up on there to let people know what's going on with your team, your town, your city, your state. We got discussions, and I think discussions are the number one things that are talked about here on the Ning board.
And for some reason, my computer is locked up. Is the government holding me down or what? I don't know. You lucky I was gonna drink that other soda, dog. I know, I was like, damn. Because I had never heard of this soda before, but I saw this thing. Yeah, I'm going to the kickball. All right, you coaching. I'm just watching. I'm general manager. All right. You got it. So, again, we got 2,183 members here on the Ning Board. And, again, my favorite part of this is not only the pictures and videos, but the discussions that many of us have. Many of us have. So, again, if you got some special topics that you want me to talk about or cover, or you don't want it to cover, or, like I said, I'm truthful about everything. So just hit my it says topics, and I'm just looking for more topics to talk about each and every Monday because, again, the season is here. I'm going to be talking about something. I'm going to be talking about this butt-whooping that I put on these Utah Jinx this Saturday, next Monday. That's going to be my whole show because I'm letting everybody know we ready. We are ready, and we're going to be rocking and rolling. But anyway, I was actually inviting another member onto the website. So now we have officially 2,184 members now here on the Ning Board. And I'm loving it. I am loving it. I've seen this grow from me starting it 2 years ago in 2008, a month before the first women's football camp. I introduced it at the women's football camp. If you see some of my pictures, you see this in the background. And to see it blossom to what it is, it's going to be great. All right, interesting topics again. Again, we got the Utah Jinx, one of the few West Coast independent teams here. They're looking for a game to fill on either April 2nd and April 9th. And I think they had one again, if I'm not mistaken, on May 14th. They were looking for another date. So it would be nice. Hot dogs. My phone's ringing. Must be about to close on here.
Hey, we need the announcement for the gym.
Yeah. What, that's closed?
Yeah.
All right, done. Okay. All right, later. You got it. I got you. And we should be rocking and rolling right there. We're good to go. All right. So give me 1 second so I can make this announcement. You ain't got to put no music on, BJ. Don't put no music on. That I had to make my 5 minute announcement. It should have been 10 minutes. But hey, that's what happens when you work. When you go live here on 4 quarters of Coach Lee. Let me see what else is on the Ning Board. So again, for those who are looking for more games or an opportunity to play another game, hey, hit my man up, Coach Greg Culver over at the Utah Jinx. Yes, I'm promoting it because guess what? I promote football. I don't care what league you're in. I don't care if you're independent. If you got something that's good for women's football, then bring it. Put it on the Ning Board. If you got something that's bad for women's football, then bring it. Put it on the Ning Board. What else? Another topic again. I think we covered this topic before. LFL, is it opportunity or exploitation? Again, someone is looking to do a paper for research or sports. So, you know, enjoy and add on to it. Hey! Alrighty. This is your forum. This is what the Ning Board is all about. You can agree or disagree. It don't matter. You know, but add to the topics. To have 2,184 members on the Ning Board, and I get 6 responses to what topic would you like to address on a weekly radio show. You know, that's kind of sick. You know, to only get 7 responses to someone looking for a home game when we all are looking for home games or away games. To get only 10 responses to preseason. Are there any preseason games scheduled with any teams yet? I mean, that should have been filled up. You know, Coach Ring started a, hey, I just wanted to compliment, you know, Coach Penn and the Quake, you know, organization for what I thought was a very well-ran three-way scrimmage. You know, but he got one response, and that was the response was from me. You know, again, we can't progress. We can't step forward if we're not willing to raise our voice for the good, the bad, the ugly. It don't matter. Again, these responses should at least have 100 responses to it, be it good, bad, or ugly. That's what we're here for. That's what it's there for. And I'm pushing that because, again, I don't want to be a dry social board. Again, it ain't the Dion Lee board. You know, and I pushed that for 2 years, 2.5 years now. It's not the Dion Lee board. It's your board. It's our board. It's our place to put the word out about women's football. You know, there's, you know, no kickoff parties. I'm just saying, I might be in my bag of complaints right now. You know, I might be in my bag of complaints. But, again, add to the forums. Add to the topics that's discussed it. You know, I'm pretty sure you have issues. I'm pretty sure you have aha questions or this is how we do it answers. You know, that's what this is about. It's about socializing. It's about taking our game to the next level. What do you want to see, you know, happen in women's football? What is the idea? You know, it just can't be the average people that are on here. We get about 400 people a day that actually go on the website. I got behind-the-scene mechanisms because I'm – control of the site, but I get to see who's been on and off the site, who's, you know, going to what discussions and seeing what photos. I mean, you know, we got how many photos on here? There are 5,932 photos of women football players on this site, and nobody responds to them. You know, is that a good shot? Ooh, that looks sweet. Good hit. Nothing. You know, people don't want to put stuff up there. They put it up there because they want a response from it. You know, same thing with the video. I go over to the videos. It has to be one of the largest collections of videos of women's football in one place. I know the pictures are. But I'm just saying, there's videos, and they have 2,194 members. What? Is that my music? Hot diggity, 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 dog. Time flies when you have a phone close to you. But let me finish up real quick on that. The music going, it's all good. But again, to have 2,184 members and only see videos that are in still just double digits, 26 views, 55 views, 21 views, don't make no sense. Every time a video is put up here, I send it out to the masses because I want everybody to see it. You should at least visit and see it one time. At least give it a peek-a-boo, something. If you want to learn what football's all about, you need to watch these videos. There's what? A gang of groups. So what am I getting at, y'all? Y'all need to tune in. Y'all need to get focused. You need to make this women's tackle football group the bomb. TheBomb.com, as I see it on Facebook, whatever. Promote it. Put it in your game day book. If it costs you $10 to put it in, just put it in there. I don't care. Bill me. Send it to me. Just show me that you're promoting the website. You know, invite all your family and friends. Invite all your fans. That's what this is all about. I'm Coach Lee. I know I ran out of time tonight. But you know what? Hey, that's what happens when you have guests that just come on and we talk. Again, that's what football is about. Talk, communicate. So I am out of here. I will talk to everybody next week. Again, with the victory, with the jackpot bowl trophy in my hand. The jackpot bowl trophy will be in my hand. So I'll tell you about it. Alright? See you next week. Peace. Not my fault that they're